Nolte, only 43% deem Trump's call with Ukraine's president inappropriate. By John Nolte on September 26, 2019. Polling shows that only 28% believe President Trump committed treason in his call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and only 43% believe the call was inappropriate. In worse news for impeachment-crazed Democrats, only 46% of Democrats call it treason. In other words, not even a majority of Democrats are buying this manure. As far as the rest of the electorate, only 24% of independents call it treason, as do 11% of Republicans. Another word for those 11% of Republicans might be cucks. Rasmussen adds this key piece of context, by way of comparison. That's lower than the number who believe President Trump committed treason in his dealings with the Russians. That number that entered the 30s, and we all know where that whole Russia collusion thing ended up. As far as those who believe Trump should now be impeached, that number has not budged throughout the week-long Ukraine hoax, 44%. Rasmussen, the founder of Rasmussen Reports, who is now an independent, also found that this fake scandal has not damaged Trump's job approval ratings, which remain steady at 47%. On the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump's job approval rating sits at a relatively healthy 45%, little changed from last week. On the question of the call itself, only 43% of voters believe Trump behaved inappropriately. This includes 66% of Democrats, 45% of independents, and 15% of Republicans. While only 18% of Democrats believe the call was appropriate, 58% of Republicans say it was, as do 20% of independents. The rest are not sure. This Ukraine hoax does appear to be hurting former Vice President Joe Biden. When the pollster asked which Democratic presidential candidate had been accused of inappropriate dealings with Ukraine, 56% selected Joe Biden and 29% were not sure. The partisan breakdown in the Biden number is 52% of Democrats, 50% of independents, and 66% of Republicans. What that tells you is that despite the corrupt media's attempt to protect Biden from the news that his son made millions from a Ukrainian energy company, when he has no energy experience whatsoever, the news is still getting out, which might explain the slow leak in Biden's poll numbers. You can't overturn a presidential election with numbers like these. And with the Ukraine hoax, this is going to be as good as it gets for Democrats. The transcript of the phone call was supposed to be the smoking gun. But as we all saw and as this poll makes clear, there was 1, nothing smoking and 2, no gun. It wasn't even a cherry bomb or a mouse fart. It's a steaming pile of hoax. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.